listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy.
Happy days,
we dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Big day today, Matt. Massive. Huge. Ooh.
Why? What's up?
Ginormous.
Do you know something that I don't?
Oh, maybe. We might know the same thing, actually, but should we... I mean, I could pad here for longer in a little intro, but I think it's probably worth us just getting straight into a, you know, a big Friday show. It says down here, hot take from Alex Dyson. So I think we better get straight into it.
Oh my God, no, I'm scared. I'm worried that this is going to be too hot to handle.
Well, we shall see.
All right, well, TGIF, let's jump right in. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Well, Matt, I'm kind to kick things off. We've got here on the rundown, hot take it away, Alex's hot take. And I've got a hot one for you today.
Oof, better put the mitts on.
That's it. Well, just be very careful because it's hotter than ever. This is the hottest it's ever been because it's the most candles that has ever been on this cake. It's Matt O'Kine's birthday. Congratulations, mate. Clap him in.
What is
the big dog. Happy birthday, my man. How many candles are you blowing out this year?
The most nothing year ever. 39.
39! Oh, that's the cusp of greatness.
Oh, please. I mean, I do feel excited about my 40s. I feel like my 40s. I've always been a late bloomer, Alex Dyson. I'm going to just tell you that. I mean, I only joined Triple J. How old were you when you got on Triple J?
I was 18 for my first shift.
Exactly. Mm. How old was I? 29. All right?
4 years post-Oscar win.
I genuinely feel like my 40s are going to be my best decade yet.
So you just got a year to get to slog through.
Watch this space. Now, I will remind you that the last time I made a prediction like this, I was, like you said, telling someone on a couch at a party that I was going to win an Oscar by the time I was 25. Mm. So there is a good chance I could also be ending up at a call center selling wine on the phone in my 40s. Mm. That's fine. Done it before.
That's
and
right.
I can do it again.
Exactly right. But that's pretty good. Are you doing anything after the show today? Big Belinda and Sophia going to be celebrating tonight or this
weekend?
Well,
I mentioned, I tell you what, the Broncos versus Dolphins playing tonight. Top of the table, if you don't mind, Dolphins. Yeah. Hey, how about that?
Your
fins
boys.
Up. Reese Walsh possibly making a return for the Broncos. Don't know if that he's qualified in time. He had the split eyebrow. So now look, that's what I'll be doing. A few drinks down to the Bolo to Moz, I reckon, and then a little bit of a lunch on Sunday. So no, thank you, mate. I appreciate you asking.
Not a problem. Brian and I thought we'd get you a present, but it's always tough with, you know, people like yourself, Matt, the man who has everything. You know, you got the family, you got the job. You've got it all. So, like, Brian and I put our heads together and we're like, what is the one thing Matt O'Kine doesn't have? What is the one thing that he can't have?
You better not have bought me hair.
So we went down to our local turkin maker and we got... No, there's only one thing that Matt O'Kine can't have and it's a result of an intervention recently. So, Matt... For your birthday, Bron and I have got you an episode of Name That Thing.
Name That Thing.
That's right. Because, you know, Bron and I wanted to get you a present and we thought the listeners can get you a present as well. And that is suffering through one of the worst reviewed segments that this podcast has ever received.
Thank you. Do I get to play?
You, for the first time, get to play.
Oh, this is so exciting because now I get to understand the absolute pus that people had to go through. Okay, this is exciting. Hit me.
Okay, so here we go. For your birthday, Matt O'Kine, and this is a one-off, all right? This is, so people, don't tune out right now. Stick with us. Oh. And if you listen to the end, that's your birthday present to Matt O'Kine. All right. I'm going to give you three news articles. Okay, you've got to piece them all together to name a thing. Today's thing is... a fictional character.
Okay. I mean, I've been doing a lot of this, playing a bit of Who Am I in the car with Sophia and Belinda on the way from Port Macquarie to Brisbane. So I'm coming in match fit.
All right. News story number one. and that is over 2,400 Bathurst campsites renewed in record time. This week, the Great Race, the Bathurst 1000, it went on sale and 2,400 people renewed their campsites to go and watch just the greatest car race in Australia. Like the men in their cars will be flying around that track coming up this October. And yeah, the people came out this week that was very happy with that record crowds could be going along to watch the
getting back into the
men
Bathurst.
Drive around the vehicles.
All right, okay. So Bathurst story, 2,400. Okay, come on. You hit me with another
story
headline.
Number two. All right. We have desert dust envelops Portugal and Spain. Okay, hot winds known as the Camilla brought an intrusion of sand from the Sahara Desert all over Portugal and Spain in Europe.
What? Portugal and Spain are getting dusty.
Getting dusty, getting sandy.
I tell you what, I had some nights in Lisbon. Oh, I was dusty, mate.
All right. Well, yeah, it's picking up sand and it's taking it all over the ocean and dropping it all the way through Portugal and Spain. I've seen articles of it going through up to, you know, France and Germany as well.
Oh,
so sand making its presence felt.
A grease impersonation. Sandy.
Yeah. That most people know that are saying bit? That, but they're in, you know, Spanish accents instead of John Travolta accents.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Which would sound like
Sandy.
Exactly. And number three is today, the 12th of April, as well as being Matt's birthday, unfortunately, is 2 years from the passing of Gilbert Gottfried.
I like Gilbert's work from the Police Academy movies. I was a huge fan of Police Academy growing up.
My favourite was when he played Iago in Aladdin. So Gilbert Gottfried's, 2 years on, Aladdin star, passed away on the April 12th, 2022 at the age of 67 from muscular dystrophy. So very sad, but always good to remember people's work like Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried, okay.
Well.
Hit me with all the headlines again, please.
Got the men in their cars going around the track, 2,400 people renewing their campsites for Bathurst. You've got sandy, things are getting sandy with dust and sand getting blown over from the Sahara Desert over Europe. And you've got Gilbert Gottfried, best known actor from Aladdin, who played Iago.
It's much harder than it seems, isn't it, Matt?
It's so much harder. Oh, my God.
You got men in cars. You got a bunch of sand. And you've got Gilbert Gottfried, the actor who played Iago,
driver
away 2 year anniversary.
And it's a fictional character.
It's a fictional, character. Men in cars. Car, sand, daily.
No. Was it fully off though? Meaning cars, lots of sand.
Car sand.
Gilbert Gottfried, who played Iago in Aladdin.
Car sand. Oh, cars in Carmen San Diego.
Yes, Carmen. Some sand and Iago, Carmen San Diego. Where in the world? There it is. Happy birthday, my man.
That was the best birthday present ever. Thank you.
Name that fag. So there we go.
That was smashing.
Well, Alex Dyson, it's taken me quite a long time to get to the point in my life where I need to actually admit something. Now,
I've been holding on to this for a while.
I'd say for the last 6 months, and I'm just gonna say it, just peel the Band-Aid off, because it needs to be addressed. Not necessarily to anyone who, you know, you listening, but probably the people around me in my life. I am addicted to chess.
Damn.
Now this Mate. has affected my relationships. I'm not gonna lie. There has been many. Many afternoons where Belinda will ask me a question, and I will look up from my phone about 45 seconds after the fact and say, "Sorry, what?" At which point she will get extremely annoyed with me.
Yep. Mate, there is a word for this, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, there is a technical term for this particular issue, and it is very sad to say because it affects a lot of people. You are addicted to pawns. And you've got a pawns addiction. Okay. And so.
And I'm about to lose my queen.
Yeah. Yeah. Your queen is about to abdicate the throne there, sir. So you got to stop being a rookie, all right? And
okay. Otherwise, it'll be a lonely night. Yeah, sure. All right. Fine.
Every night will be lonely. So, bro, literally, I know this because, you know. We get to talk every day. We have a chat to each other, but not that often we get to see each other in person, given, you know, the places we've decided to live. And so you were down in Melbourne for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was maybe just after COVID even. Like, there was stuff. I was like, mate, how you going? 2 minutes. I just got to finish this chess game. Oh, okay. Standing on the street waiting for this man of my friend. So-called friend.
I didn't know you would arrive that early. So I was like, oh, I've got 6 minutes to cheek in a quick 3-minuter. And then you just turn up around the corner and I'm in the midst of the mid-game. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, lose. Mm. So look, it's time, I've had to start just laying down a few rules, and that is there's going to be no more chess after I get home from work until bedtime. Okay, then I can play a few games then.
Okay, why not just ban it until the next day?
Well, I mean, I still want to play. My ranking is going up. I just hit 800 on Rapids, so I just, you know, I want to hit 1,000. Also, I mean, I was at the Barber Academy recently, and I was playing while they were cutting my hair, and the head barber. Not the one who was cutting my hair, but like the big dog who walks up and down all the apprentices and like says, you know, gives a little bit of pointing and whispering. Mm. He said, "What's your rating?" I said, "Oh, just hitting 800." He said, "Oh, man, I had to delete the app. I was addicted. I know how it is." Yeah, and I was like, "You know what? It's time to turn around."
Well, it does happen, you know. I think I saw the ranking recently of black and white things people are addicted to. One is chess. Number two, second position, pandas. And number three, Matt and Alex all day breakfast. They're the three.
The three black and white things people are addicted to.
A lot of people just can't go to sleep without listening to boys, Matt and Alex.
Actually, there's the Lifestyle Channel's got a show called My Strange Addiction. This story came out last year. Mm. The most recent series features a woman called Kina who is addicted to eating toilet paper. She has shared that she eats up to 4 rolls of toilet paper a day. She eats it
now that's
at work, in the car, at the nail salon. She literally just munches down toilet paper.
So old mate at the barber quit chess because he was addicted to it. I would think once you start to hit 2 rolls a day, you'd... You stop, like you call in for help at 2 rolls a day.
She thinks that she has eaten 6,000 kilograms of toilet paper in her life.
Wow. That's getting expensive these days.
Mate.
That'd be rough. 2 rolls a day.
I know. Imagine how much you'd be buying. People would think you'd have the most rubbish guts.
Well, and they'd probably be right with that much 2-ply going through the system. Jeez. Both the problem and the solution.
Well, Kina said, well, you know, I'm just sitting on the couch, I'm relaxing, and that's what I feel like eating, you know? Mm. And they said, guess what? Toilet paper has 0 calories and it won't ever give you a hangover.
It's true.
So
people put worse stuff in them. well, we asked you, what's your strange addiction? Amelia said blue ribbon pickled onion juice. Amelia knows her stuff.
So what do you think that is? Do you think that's them making the ice cream?
No, there'd be a blue ribbon company that does pickled onions, and after you probably just chuck the onions out and just drain that juice. Okay. Which it would have been a great answer to our classic talkback, what's your juice as well, Amelia? Mm. So thank you very much for that. Oh, I just read the next one. Tiana. All right. Tiana's strange addiction is I love sniffing my cat's breath.
Thank you, Tiana, because you could have just said nothing, but you gave us the truth.
Yeah, you could have not responded to our talkback.
And it's important that we open up because we shouldn't be, you know, shaming anyone. If you love that whiff, then now people know there's a market for it. And soon enough, Odoir Cat Breath will be out by Chanel. I'm no doubt about it.
Indeed. I wonder, is it like immediately post-food, Tiana? Because you get a lot of the pilchards and salmon mousse.
I mean, I remember I used to really dig my face into the dry cat food. Anytime I opened up the packet, I'd just be like,
take a big old whiff.
Maybe that's it. It smelled so good.
And like the toilet paper, zero calories in that, Tiana. So you're doing well. And Rachel has got in touch as well. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, but you've got a certain food addiction.
I do. It's a bit cringeworthy. When I tell people, they always think it's very, very bizarre.
All right. Well, we've just had Tiana's one, which is sniffing her cat's breath. So what have you got for us?
You're in a safe space.
I eat raw beef mince.
Okay. Now, look, there is a very famous raw beef dishes that exist.
Yes, there are.
I can't remember. I mean, you know, what's it called again? I can't remember.
Tartare.
Carpaccio, maybe, is that one?
I think, Rachel, here, it's sort of, do you unload the mince from there? Do you scramble it up? Do you put it on the middle of a plate? Do you drizzle some olive oil on it? Do you put some like shallots in there? Some chives over the top?
Maybe get some crisp potato, you know, crisp to scoop it up in? Or do you just pop the packet open, that little tray, that plastic tray that you get straight from the supermarket, the old 3-star regular, and just pop a hole in the thumb and then just pick it out with your fingers?
Well, I'd like to specify, I'm very fussy with where my meat comes from. So usually it's an independent local butcher, so a good cut of meat, we're talking.
Yep. Only the best primo quality raw meat to eat.
And then, pretty much if I'm cooking something with beef mince, I just, like, you know, if I'm making a bolognese or meatballs or like burger patties, anything, I just can't help myself but eat it while cooking.
A little bit of one for me, one for you kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So you'll cook most of it, but they're just a few samples, just like licking the bowl while you're baking a cake, you'll have a little bit of mince.
And I don't know when it exactly started, but I have very fond memories cooking with mum and snacking on the meat for a long time.
And mum didn't say, hey, don't eat the raw meat.
Well, I actually called her today and she said, no, she didn't, because she ate it as well.
Oh, now we understand. Yes, okay, this all makes sense.
And your mom's not part wolf or anything like that?
No, surprisingly not.
Not a werewolf, Rachel, hence the need for raw flesh.
Make much more sense and be less weird that now it's like a family affair.
Okay. Have you ever eaten at different times of day? Like, do you do breakfast mince?
No.
Lunch mince?
Oh, it depends. If I'm cooking dinner at breakfast, you know, if I'm cooking dinner at lunchtime and it has beef mince in it, I definitely will have a little nibble.
Do you do dessert? Do you do after dinner mince?
No.
Okay, come on. Rachel, what's your darkest day in your addiction?
I mean, it's purely eating far too much and then there's not enough dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Like the ratios have been all off. Like,
why have we all got half a meatball?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rachel, look, I mean, I will clarify that there are a lot of things on the internet that suggest that the raw meat itself is not actually the problem, but it's the preparation, the handling of it, et cetera, that can be extremely dangerous. And you shouldn't try it. Okay. That's we have to say that.
No, I don't think it's an appropriate thing to do, but I can't stop.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of friends of mine, they've got an iron deficiency. Have you ever had that before,
yes,
Rachel?
Yes. Yeah, I was supposed to get an iron transfusion a couple of years ago, but I never got it and just brought my iron back up on its own.
You adapted.
How do you feel when you look at cows? Do you just feel like walking right up them and just...
taking a bite.
Just having
that's
a near...
cool for all the vegetarians.
No, sorry. Yes, no. We shouldn't joke about that. Hey, look, Rachel, thank you very much for sharing. Sharing your story, not sharing the mints, because you... Don't do that, obviously.
No,
No, but look, we really appreciate it. And yeah, here's to a yum dinner.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully. Hopefully it gets there.
Thanks,
hopefully
Rachel.
It makes it in the pot. Yeah. Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bacon smells nice. Bacon. So does All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
Uh-oh. Yes, it is a Friday, and we love reading all your messages that come in throughout the week, and we choose this particular segment of our show to mention all the messages or some of the messages that we didn't get to read out throughout the week. It is our mailbag section, and Alex Dyson, what's been tickling the postbox this week?
Joe's got in touch and said, Beyonce is affecting my time recently. My proper name is Jolene, and now I'm being serenaded on the reg by a whole new generation. Oh, you just get through the dark years of Dolly's version of Jolene going off, Joe, and then Beyonce brings it back. That's pretty rough. It's like double financial crises in your lifetime.
Did Beyonce do a cover of Jolene?
Yep.
On Where that have you been,
new country
Matt?
Album.
Oh, I mean, I knew that she did the country album. I just didn't know that it was like, yeah.
Yep. Dolly Parton herself said like the new cover.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm going to have to give it a full listen. I've listened to a couple of those songs, by the way, and they are they're red hot. So don't get me wrong, I'm not completely in the woods about it. But no, I didn't hear the Jolene. All right, we'll have to give it a listen. All right.
Lucy got in touch about how far did you travel for a date, saying, I travelled to Costa Rica from Miami for a guy. He was coming down off a cocaine binge. not stereotypically the best company in that situation.
It's a first date.
For a date. So apologies there, Lucy. Sorry, that one didn't work out. Instalise got in touch regarding my ice cream fail earlier in the week where I said to the person, can I have a 0.5 litre?
Well, you said, can I have 1.5 litre tub of ice cream? And they said, we don't have those.
And I said, can you just put 5.5 litres in a 1 litre then? And she's like, I don't know if that'll work. I'm like, there's space, trust me. And Celeste says, I once tried to order a banana smoothie at a fancy smoothie place. The lady behind the counter said, we don't do banana smoothies. But I could customise any of the smoothies on the menu that I would want. And so I picked the one that had banana in it and asked her to take out everything but the banana. She said no. So that is extremely rough. Yeah, feel free to customise. Okay, I'll have the ice cream and the milk and the banana and hold the rest. Thank you.
She said, the lady said, yeah, banana. Nah. Nah.
Good work. You can also get on the pod with your voice. We love having you jump in by sending us a voice message at matt.and.alex. Ashley sent us one on the topic of outrageous prices of parking at hotels.
Boys and Bron, I've literally paused listening to today's podcast in the middle of Matt's rant about the ridiculous prices of hotel car parking because I'm in a hotel as we speak in Tasmania and my partner is currently gone to get the car from the overnight free spot that we found to move it to a 2-hour free zone so we can have some breakfast before checking out and then we're going to go and investigate another spot because we don't want to pay $60 a night. Why? If we're paying for a room, why does it not come with a complimentary car spot or at least a reduced fee? Ridiculous. Kills the holiday vibes.
$60 a night in Tassie.
We're now understanding what the benchmark is. This is what we can expect. Soon it's going to be trip didge.
No, we need it. We're at a critical point in hotel payment history right now because I think we're on the cusp of either going the direction – of the Wi-Fi, which remember Wi-Fi in a hotel, you used to have to pay
$20 a night or something.
For Wi-Fi in the hotel, which has tipped down to, all right, it's free. And so then it's the places who don't offer that don't get anyone coming to them. The places now, we need to spread the word. Start offering free parking. Everyone will come book at your hotel. Suddenly you're that. And then the places who don't have free parking, it's like, stuff it, can't not go on there.
No, look, to be fair, I'm anti-car, so you know I don't mind. But I hear you. Right. I hear you.
All right. Well, we've also got Elsa's message here who sent us something regarding my ice cream fail again. Here's Elsa.
Just listening to today's podcast, and what Alex should have said was a half a litre. Who goes around saying 0.5 litre tub? That's wild to me. I'd say half a litre. Then there's zero confusion.
Well, Elsa.
She makes a point, Elsa. And look, as someone who's named after a frozen princess, I think she knows about her ice cream.
Well, yes, but up on the wall, on that little felt board where they put the things, it's zero. They put 0.5L and the $17 for 0.5L. So I said a 0.5 litre. It didn't. If it said half litre, I would have said what the people used. I'm not changing the decimals to fractions in my mind.
Well, look, thankfully, we don't have any halves here. We've got a whole weekend coming up right now. Thank you very much to everyone who has listened to Matt and Alex across the week.
And thank you for listening to the entire show. Shout outs to you if you listened to 0.5 of the show today, which means you wouldn't be hearing this. And so, yep, you're gone.
But we will be back on Monday, so you can listen to a little bit more of us again. Enjoy your couple of days off. Enjoy the sun, the sunshine, the rain, the clouds, whatever you want to do while you're away. We'll be back here, same time, same place. Please keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex. And you can literally just message us for any reason, at any time, for whatever point. Just call us. Just leave a message. We love hearing from you.
Until then, we will talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.